Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to more Free Talk Live here as we launch into the third hour of the live Saturday edition of the program with you in studio tonight. You've got Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you there. All free, freetalklive.com. We're going to go right back into your calls and thoughts if you're just tuning in. We've been discussing transgendered folks and how difficult it can be to meld into society because, well, there's a lot of people who feel very, very strongly in a negative fashion about these folks. And what sparked the conversation was a guy who encountered a transgendered person in the men's bathroom, which, according to a transgendered caller later on in the program, is actually one of the scariest places to be if you are of a transgendered nature as a, you know, born a man wanting to become or be in the process of becoming a woman. Going into a men's bathroom can be the scariest place because that's where the lady who called earlier said that she was threatened the most and intimidated and insulted and harassed and maybe even attacked. So it was actually in the women's bathroom where she felt the safest. And never once had a woman say, in all different parts of the country, say anything off kilter.
You know, I think pronouns are kind of interesting in this circumstance because there seems to be a lot of problems over pronouns. There have been problems over pronouns since I was a kid. This isn't something new that we're facing in the next millennium or anything like that. I remember, you know, that when I was young, there was a problem of saying that using the male pronoun to refer to a group of people or somebody whom, just somebody whose gender you may not know, the sort of fictitious person in the future.
Right.
You know, when the next person walks through the door, he might have a pail of water fall on his head. Now, that is functionally, as far as the English goes, that is the proper way to say something, and it's fine. But back in the 70s, when I was growing up, somebody might say his or her. On his or her head. He or she walks through the door. It's his or her head.
It just complicates things.
And it's a problem, right? Like, I can see why you would choose to do this, attempt to control someone else's language in this fashion. I get it. But, it just sort of depends on how we all look at it. I think what we really need at this point is our androgynous pronouns that don't, unisex pronoun. But
what would that be?
Well, frankly, what it is he. If we just eliminate she, however, you're going to have all kinds of problems.
Right.
Women talking about how they're the target of, whatever, discrimination, whatever it might be. Because the male pronoun, it doesn't actually belong to a particular gender. It is it can be applied to both or whatever. I mean, it is a non-gender specific pronoun. However, she is a gender specific pronoun.
Let's go back to Jason. He's in Newport, Virginia. And Jason, you were making a point. I think you were intending to make a point, but we had barely any time for you. So go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. I wanted to preface this by saying, I have plenty of friends that are gay, transgender. My brother is gay. Don't want it to come off as incendiary, but you made a point about gender being the only purpose to reproduce. So something that I've thought of in the past that, kind of correlates to that, if there is a gay gene and, gay people are born that way, would, from a purely primalistic point of view, wouldn't that, gene weed itself out through survival of the fittest? If, male and female are the only genders that can, successfully reproduce, wouldn't that gene eventually eliminate itself?
I think that what research I've read on this, and it is minor, it doesn't confront me on a day-to-day basis. I'd say you're right. If there was a gay gene, that gay gene would weed itself out as far as, over time. However, it appears as though there, you know, there needs to be a confluence of some genes that actually come together in some ways. And so whatever homosexuality is or looks like might be a byproduct of genes coming together in a particular fashion. Also, what we need to look at is that there's something called the Kinsey scale. And in the Kinsey scale, it's a scale of sexuality.
Yeah.
There are very few people that are strictly heterosexual and strictly homosexual. What you have are people that, I've thought about it, or but you know, never done anything, or whatever it is. They just, you know,
there's a range.
Yeah, there's a range, as it were, and mostly we're kept in our little cubby holes because of sort of societal pressures. It would be really complicated for my life if I decided, I'd like to try something out with another man. Like, my wife wouldn't dig it, and I've got a son, and really, you know, just extraordinarily complicating. Probably as complicating as me trying out sex with another woman. She wouldn't, nobody would like that either. So, I think that really what the answer is that it is a bunch of different genes.
Jason, anything else you want to share?
No, thank you guys for keeping it open.
Thanks, man. Our pleasure. Appreciate your call tonight. Continuing now with your calls, 855-450-FREE. Kylie is in Columbus, Idaho. Hello, Kylie. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
I just wanted to chime in about the whole bathroom or locker room thing.
Yeah, please.
Not that long ago, it was like in the last 2, maybe 3 months, there was a story about a transgender man, or a woman, per se, where she was confronted by another woman in the locker room for, in fact, being of men's genitalia.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman who confronted this transgender man took it to the management of the gym, but the gym that they were at has a policy where they don't discriminate against, you have this kind of genitalia, you have to use the right locker room or bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
They were completely open. They made a statement saying that as long as she, as the woman who had the problem with this other woman, sees herself as a woman, then she is permitted and free to use the women's locker room and restroom in that gym.
That's great.
Yeah, I can imagine it's a real shocker if you're in the bathroom and then you see, you know, especially the women's locker room, and you see something dangling, right? Like, what the heck? That's not supposed to be here.
That's where you ask the question, what are you doing here? And when they explain, then, go ahead, no problem.
Right.
Don't be rude and don't stare. Don't make a big deal about it. It's not like everybody is going to be happy with any of the decisions people make towards gender issues, like the whole bill signing that recently happened here in Indiana. The thing is, we have to be open to everything. I myself am trying to figure some things out. Why can't we just look past it, accept people for how they feel they should be?
Yeah, let's treat people on how they behave, right? Like, you know, the person going into the bathroom wearing a wig isn't a threat to anyone, unless they're a threat to someone, unless they're acting in a threatening manner, or
some kind of weapon in the wig. Then that should be a problem. But if it's a wig because they want to wear a wig, like an old friend of mine from high school, he is gay and he enjoys putting makeup on and getting dressed as a woman. He posts multiple pictures of him, and he still looks like a man, but he looks good in the makeup that he does.
Well, the fact is that people aren't going to agree on this issue anytime soon, and I think what we need to do is we need to make it so that people who are uncomfortable with this, that, you know, they need to, this lady who had this problem with this this gym, she's likely not to, you know, she's likely to change her gym membership and go someplace else.
Let the market decide.
And she should be able to do that, ultimately. And I think that I'm still going to go with the private property thing, but I do think that we should have a certain level of tolerance, but tolerance for everybody. This is shocking, too.
I totally agree. you. Kylie, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. You may join us on the radio waves on this live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, which we'll continue here with your thoughts. We do have Skype, by the way, should you like to join us there. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. That's lrn.fm on Skype. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plenty of time for you with your thoughts. And you don't have to necessarily be on this topic. You can bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
This is a message for everyone suffering from acid reflux. Right now, Zymbiotics is inviting you to participate in a special nationwide giveaway of a new breakthrough that actually cures acid reflux. That's right. We're giving everyone who calls in the next 10 minutes a free full-size trial of this life-changing discovery. Just call 1-800-939-5356. If lines are busy, try again. This is an exclusive radio-only offer. Zymbiotics is our number one product for acid reflux, and there's nothing like it. Powered by all natural, doctor-recommended ingredients, it's scientifically designed to cure acid reflux the healthy and natural way. But you can only get a free trial by calling now. Take part in this special nationwide giveaway and see the results for yourself. If you want to cure your acid reflux, call now to participate in this special nationwide giveaway of Zymbiotics. For your free trial, call 1-800-939-5356 in the next 10 minutes. Hurry, supplies are limited. 1-800-939-5356. 1-800-939-5356.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You may join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features waiting for you there. And one thing you can do to support the show is tip us in Bitcoin via the Bitcoin tip jar. You go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com, and you can throw Bitcoins in that tip jar. You can also use our shapeshift.io link to convert 24 plus, I think they added a few, over two dozen of these altcoins, one of the most popular altcoins out there. Convert those almost instantaneously to Bitcoin and send it on over to our Bitcoin tip jar. All of it over there at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. Wait, what's that you say? You don't yet have Bitcoins? Well, then allow me to introduce you to expresscoin.com, where you can go, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, and you can grab as pretty much as many Bitcoins as you might like. ExpressCoin can handle your order, and they will, you know, you can actually buy your Bitcoins with a money order or check over at expresscoin.com. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, you can do it from your smartphone or right from their website. They do have an app you can download over at expresscoin.com. Coupon code FTL will actually get you up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency at no fee at all. That's coupon code FTL over at expresscoin.com. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, let's go first to Tyler, listening in Panama City, Florida, to WYOO. Hey, Tyler.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, good. Go ahead.
I just wanted to call and give a little bit of perspective on the other side of this coin. I am a female-to-male transgender, and I am fully legal, all that's done, my name changed, all that. The operation's different for females. It's just the top surgery is what they call it, and then you're legally male. So there's no...
The what surgery?
The top surgery. You're having your breasts removed. When you have your breasts removed, that makes you a man, according to the whatever the standards of care are for.
Yeah, who decides these things?
Anyway, so some politician wrote that crap down.
The psychological people, it's a psychological condition, so they have jurisdiction over it. It's not a medical condition.
Okay.
So that, but
I mean, have you faced violence over bathrooms?
I mean, I'm terrified in the men's bathroom, but that's just because I still have to sit down, you know, and so...
Lots of men sit down.
I prefer to sit.
I'm glad. That's the news to me. But yeah, I mean, it's concerning. I'm way more anxious in the men's bathroom than I would be if I was male to female. I would be much less anxious in the women's bathroom because women are generally not as confrontational. But the thing is, if you're going to, you know, if you see somebody who's transgendered, you really don't consider the psychological journey that person has undertaken in their life.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, there's a respect for that, regardless. Those people, like, I'm just like the other transgender person who came in and called in, and I had, you know, prayed to Jesus when I was going to sleep every night when I was 4 years old, you know, to make me a man and change everybody's memories and I'll be the best Christian whatever, you know, like, these people know this. You know that something's not right. And if you are a male and you were born a male and that happens to be your gender identity, you know, you have no experience with the psychological burden of trying to first recognize that you're not in the right body. And second, undertake the challenge of becoming your proper gender, even though you've been raised in the wrong gender. Because I wasn't taught how to change a tire or change oil or do any of those guy things. I was taught all the girl stuff.
Not enough guys are taught that either. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I'm useless. Well,
yeah, right. So this is what convinced me, Tyler, because I was sort of on this, you know, I'm a social conservative, really. I live my life that way. But at some point I said, your point of view was brought to me and what you just said here. And to me it's the most convincing because if somebody has has the dedication to whatever it is, the task they're doing, to whack their boobs off, like, that person really means it. Like, that's, and whatever my little problem is, you know, standing, right, they didn't do that lightly, right? My little problem that happens to be standing in the urinal next to that person, minor compared to this person and whatever they're dealing with. And once I could internalize that fact, then I'm like, oh. you know, all I could really do is support that person because what they're dealing with is far beyond what I have to deal with in my life. So there you go. I mean, like, I'm just going to back off. I still have a problem with giving up on pronouns. I'm a very sort of literal person. I like my words the way I like. The him, her thing bugs me. But then I decided, you know what? Language is here to serve us as far as communication goes. I'm not here to serve language. And so I decided to give that up too.
So the pronoun thing, like, I personally wouldn't have a problem with it. And the transgender people I know, you know, they struggle with pronouns among other transgender people sometimes, too. It's not, you know, that is not as offensive as people think it is, I don't think, you know.
I would hope not. It's such an easy mistake to make. I made it once or twice.
How can you do it?
Think about these people and the mental exercises they have to do to prepare themselves to do this and really make sure that's the right thing for them. You know, at that point, you know your gender, and if somebody calls you a he or a she at the beginning, in the first year of the transition, yeah, that's going to hurt your feelings. But after a while, it's irrelevant, you know, because it's not your gender, it's my gender. And if you don't see me the way I see myself, that is your problem. It has nothing to do with me. It has nothing to do
with me. That's the way to approach it.
I would love to see world peace and all that, but, I mean, we still have racism, so this isn't going away.
But, yeah, no doubt.
You know.
Tyler, by the way, you do sound passable as a man, don't you think, Mark?
Yeah. You wouldn't know unless I told you, but it wasn't always that way.
I bet you've worked
very hard to get.
I bet you have worked on this, and thank you for your call and thoughts here tonight. I appreciate it. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's continue. Kalel in Indianapolis, listening to
man. I've been waiting so long to talk to you.
Yeah. I was thinking about earlier when you all had spoke about the Bible and as far as not being able to know if God was a man or what have you. I just know, I go by the Bible, you know, that's the only thing I know as far as that. I mean, in the Bible it says in Genesis, God created man in his image and in his likeness. And then, of course, he made Eve from Adam and she was a female. Then I think too, as far as, you know, the Adam's apple is on men and men only because it's from Adam. That's just how I see things.
Yeah. Well, so, when I was talking about my personal beliefs as far as God, and I don't take the Bible as, the literal word of God. I think that it's the view of God of some people who lived between 4,000 and 2,000 years ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, just sort of the way they see God. So I don't consider old Bronze Age folklore about where humans were created to be, you know, sort of fact-based as far as what God thinks or what God doesn't think. To me, I'm just looking at God, you know, as I see him or her, you know, like him, present himself, and I think that the him is a pronoun that can refer to him, males and females, present himself in a way that, you know, I can understand. If God can't present himself in a way that I can understand, then God has no business sending me to hell, right? So that's been my view on it. I'm just not willing to use the Bible as some kind of, you know, as the only guide to finding God. I think there's lots of books out there.
Well, it's not just that. I mean, I just think about it, you know, as far as, you know, I just know it takes the opposite sexes to make children, even though some people think we came from monkeys, and I say, if we came from monkeys, then why are monkeys still here? But anyway.
Thanks for the call, Kalel. Appreciate it. Right. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
If we came from apes, why are monkeys still here? I don't know. I mean, you know.
Let's come back to that. It's Free Talk Live.
Measles is activating on a mass scale, now due to the vaccines and iron poisoning. All symptoms, disease, and deaths are due to measles and iron, not just rash and flu-like symptoms, as the officials claim. Measles requires a host with iron to replicate. Iron intake is at an unprecedented level. Deaths and hospitalizations are set to soar now in 2015. This is the extermination plan, people. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. UNVEILINGthem.com. Unveilingthem.com.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Our attorneys at the Legal Center for Debt Resolution will find the absolute best debt reduction solution for you, or you pay nothing. It's called pay for performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. That's right. No upfront fee, no monthly fees. Nada. You pay nothing until after your account is settled. If you owe $10,000, $30,000, or even $50,000 in credit card debt, call the Legal Center for Debt Resolution at 800-449-4269. 800-449-4269.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Attention taxpayers, if you received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live on this live Saturday edition. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, and that's 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got lots of features there waiting for you. You just go and get interactive. We've got, by the way, YouTube channel. I don't think we mentioned this often enough. You go to youtube.freetalklive.com, and you can actually watch the show if that's something that you want to do. You can observe the physical studio premises and the people sitting in the studio. It's not the best production in the world, but, you know, it's there if you want to do that. Go to YouTube. I know I've just done a terrible job of selling this. YouTube.freetalklive.com will take you right to our channel. And every now and then, you'll see something pop up on the YouTube channel that you don't expect. That, you know, normally it's like 3 hour long shows, but every now and then we'll put something else.
Get some clips.
Not so much clips. Well, there was that one clip of you flipping out that one time. So there was that. And then the African fundraiser video is up there as well. So every now and then there's other stuff up there. So check out our YouTube channel at youtube.freetalklive.com. And, of course, you can always download MP3 downloads and listen to our live streaming anytime at freetalklive.com.
Yeah, in the last segment we were, at the end, it was just sort of this jab against evolution and the idea that people evolved from monkeys.
That was the caller who was jabbing.
Yeah. And, you know, as a believer in God, I find myself really in the middle because I tend to believe what experts say. I figure if you spend your whole day doing something, that you're probably going to have a lot of knowledge about it beyond what I do. So, for instance, I wouldn't let just my good friend do brain surgery on me. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't let them, just fix the brakes in my car.
Yep.
I'm going to want those things done by experts. And in the same way, I'm going to choose to believe scientists who study this stuff, who come to the conclusion that humans have evolved from lesser species, different species over time. I'm going to choose to believe what they say. And I really sort of believe that the spark of life is created by a greater being. I think that there's a sort of moral fabric that flows throughout our lives, and that moral fabric was likely created by a greater being. And I find things like fractals and, these reoccurring numbers and shapes in nature to be signatures of God. But I don't think that that excludes in some way. Because a lot of times when you're dealing with people who believe creationists, they're trying to fit a particular creationist box. And I don't fit into, a Christian or Muslim or Buddhist creationist box. I fit into a sort of the world I see. And so for me, I'm not going to try to finagle, believe what I choose to believe from science, and then forget the stuff that doesn't fit into the faith that I was taught when I was 4 years old by somebody who was taught a faith when they were 4 years old and over again, just firmly believing that the faith that they were taught in the geographic area that they grew up must be the right one.
Toll free number tonight, 855-453. Alana is in Atlanta, Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Alana.
Hey, guys. I'm so glad to talk to you. I picked your show up last week, and I was just, I listen to talk radio probably if I'm up. It's going on somewhere. Maybe one or two different channels. You guys just have such great discernment, and I'm like, right on.
Thanks.
Completely agree with you guys, but this is a very interesting subject for me because it's what I personally have found myself seated in the middle of, and that is... I'm as a cross-dresser. I've taken it kind of in a different level because, drag queens, they tend to think that they're money. There are a lot of transsexuals. A lot of them, unfortunately, are in and out of jails. Some of them, it's the prostitute. But, they can't find where they really fit because even though they know where they are, we're still, waiting for society to catch up with us. Mm. If we keep just, ramming these points we're making down their throats, I just wonder how that's going to work. But
yeah, I can understand where you're coming from there, Alana. But at the same time, I think it is important to talk about these issues because if we do want society to change, we do have to talk about them. I would never ram the ideas down someone's throat. And I hope it didn't come across that way tonight. But a question for clarification of what you said. We had someone call in earlier talking about their husband as a cross-dresser,
right.
But not...
And I know those people because I've helped him do that. That's part of my business. And I do tours, and I do business. I'm about to be with the chamber here in the city, and they're about to get a real big surprise. I've been working on a book that is kind of running in real time, and I think all of you guys are going to get a really kick out of it. And for you guys, I'll just make this my official announcement. The President and First Lady. And this is going to be awesome. And I pray to my God. I love God. I was raised a Christian. And I'm not religious, but very spiritual. And I actually did this to get personally many years ago so that I could fit in. And I only fit into certain clubs. So I would put on my mother's clothes and off I'd go. And, Lord, I had the same dreams and, prayers when I was 6 or 7, but that was, for me, was different because when my dad split at 3, my mother had to go to work and I was with male babysitters because she wanted me to have a male role model. So, well, you can just imagine from 3 until during Boy Scouts and church and all that and there and all this and that. So when I was big enough to go, okay, boom, right here in the middle, with my knee, that's that. That's not.
What does it have to do with the President and the First Lady?
The President and First Lady. Well, the President and First Lady is the title of the book, and the book is going to roll out.
Oh, that's your book.
Okay. It's
good luck.
It's
and you know, if you want to buy some advertising, you can reach out to Mark at freetalklive.com.
I plan on it.
Thanks for the call tonight. Mark at freetalklive.com. Your Bitcoin sale, though, is over at the moment, Mark.
Yeah, ended yesterday.
So
we have a new special going, though. So.
Oh, that's good. Always specials. That's good. We like that.
Well, you know, and people like to know that there's specials going. They'd like to know that you're interested in selling. So, yeah, I've got one going, yeah.
All right, let's continue here to Uber George on the line in D.C. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Lines.
Hey, guys. Sorry it took so long to try to get to you. But anyway, I was started to listen to last night's show. You guys were talking about, like, the toilet paper thing and how they don't have, like, toilet paper in China. And as someone who's been to China, that's never been a problem finding toilet paper.
I didn't say China. I said I could not recall which nations around the world you're recommended to bring your own toilet paper. I felt like it was some sort of country in that realm, but I wasn't sure which one.
Here's one thing about China's toilets is you got the native ones there. You got to squat down. It's like it's not a toilet you sit in. It's a toilet you stand over and squat to do your number two.
Right,
over there in China.
What a fun thing to do.
Oh, and in South America, as far as toilet paper goes, and when I was in Peru, you cannot flush the toilet paper down the toilet. You got to put it in a waste basket next to the toilet.
Thank God I don't have to clean that thing out. Good Lord.
Yeah, I mean, you can imagine that got us to the Radisson on my last few nights there where it could actually handle flushing the toilet. But the first hotel I stayed at for the first few nights, nope. I had to put it in the little trash can. I was like, wow, really? Naturally, the place started to stink.
Yeah, I gotta say, I'm willing. I'm trying my best to be flexible here. I'm a rigid guy who doesn't new things can kind of bother me, and I'm working my way around this whole transgendered idea. But the idea of putting used toilet paper in something besides the potty, yeah, I just find it unacceptable.
And which country was that where you experienced that?
Oh, that was Peru. That was in some of the lower hotels in Lima. But the nice hotels, like they got Marriott's and Radisson's and stuff, and they can handle toilet paper. It's like staying in the U.S., but some of the local brand ones that are not the highest end, you got to stick them there. Also in Cusco, the city where I went to go to Machu Picchu, that place kind of like say Detroit meets San Diego. It's like a bit run down a little bit. And the hotel there, even though it was like a three-star thing, they said, put the toilet paper in the wastebasket. Not down the toilet. I was just like, yeah.
Good call tonight, George. Thanks for being patient. Appreciate that. Toll-free number is 855-453. We have enough time for you if you call now.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
You're faking it. You go around pretending everything's okay. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Please, call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free CD. 1-800-961-4145. 1-800-961-4145. 1-800-961-4145.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Oh.
Hi, Coast to Coast listeners. I'm Kay Zwirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of George Norrie because his topics and guests are fascinating and really get you thinking. George is just as bothered as I am by all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life, to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX, which together are called the Healthy Start Pack. I recommend you go online to criticalhealthnews.com to purchase these products. That's criticalhealthnews.com or call 855-949-RADIO.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial on in toll free here. Actually, don't do it right now because we're in our final segment. We're just going to get to you if you're already on the lines. If you are not yet on the air with us tonight and you want to talk, well, we do the show 7 nights a week. So there's plenty of opportunity for you to join us here on the radio waves. And of course, you can always join us online over at freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then you should donate to our satellite fundraiser, the African satellite fundraiser, going on now at africa.lrn.fm. LRN.fm is my little internet network that we put up on satellite and share with various different listeners to whom, you know, we don't really even know how many of them we're reaching, but they're out there, reaching them via internet, reaching them via satellite, via broadcast radio. And we would like to expand our satellite coverage to Africa, where we've been in the past, but unfortunately we lost that signal due to the fact that we were getting it for free, and the company decided they wanted to start charging us, and so I'm looking to raise the money to pay them for that airtime and reach out back to our listeners in Cameroon and Ghana and other places. This signal of the satellite covers quite a bit of Africa, so for the few $100 a month that it will cost us, or the several $100 a month that it will cost, presuming we move forward with this, I think it's well worth it because we're reaching people with the ideas of freedom in some of the least free places on Earth, and in some of the least connected places on Earth. Many of these folks don't have internet, or they have to travel many, many miles in order to acquire internet. So our free-to-air satellite signal gives them a connection to ideas and information that they otherwise would not obtain. And you can help us for $5, $10, $100, $1,000, whatever you can contribute. I sure do appreciate it. And there are perks involved. So please go to africa.lrn.fm as we go to your calls and thoughts. George is listening in Ithaca, New York to WNYY. Hello, George.
Hi, guys.
Hey there.
Always look forward to Saturday night when we get all 3 hours.
Thanks.
Jennifer's Kristen Hart may go out to transgender individuals, but I think she may be overlooking one of the tenets of Christianity, that being free will. If someone does want to transgender, then it's within their purview and permission of the Creator to do so. I mean, that's what it's all about. We can't change God's will ultimately, but that's the whole point of having free will, is to know that we're not being controlled, that we do with our lives as we should or can and will. And that's why I've kind of gone to a Christian spiritualist of sorts, in that Christianity is becoming something other than what I knew it to be as a child.
Yeah, I would think that if Jesus was really concerned about this issue, that he would have spent a little time talking about it. But it doesn't seem like he addressed it at all. I mean, the Bible's got a lot of words in it that aren't Jesus's, and I find that, like, I remember the red letter edition Bible, and to me that meant that, you know, God's words were more important than man's words. And I think that Jesus would address this if that was, and by the way, I have to take other people's words for it because Jesus didn't bother writing anything down.
No,
but,
this
is nonetheless
a third century document at best, and now
right.
we're in
it's a third century document.
Version, right. Hundreds of years after Christ's crucifixion.
So, good call. Good thoughts tonight, George. Thanks for making it. I do appreciate it. Let's go to Live Wire, listening in New Orleans to WGSO. Hey, Live Wire.
Hey, I wanted to explain why Hillary will not win the presidential election.
Well, that's quite a prediction.
Well, wait. Before you go on, you mean the primary or the actual general election?
Well, if she gets past all the other Democrats, which apparently she would, she won't win the general election. And
why?
I believe that Vermin Supreme is running against her, and I will be. I'm happy to support Vermin Supreme.
I want to hear why. Go ahead.
Well, I'm sorry, who is Vermin Supreme? The Bush? The other Bush?
No, he's the guy with the rubber boot on his head.
Oh,
have you seen him sprinkle glitter on the other candidates?
Not yet, but
he has promised every American a free pony if he gets elected.
I love Vermin Supreme. He's been on our show. He's really one of the only politicians I'm willing to talk to.
The only one I can take seriously.
Yeah. So anyway, go ahead with your prediction, Livewire. What's the reason Hillary will not win in 2016?
The reasons are about three sentences. She is a habitually lying communist who does not care about whom she murderously allows to be railroaded, such as the Benghazi affair and an ambassador that was killed, and she knew all about it. And she's lying about that stuff. And most
Satan worshiping.
Satan worshiping.
Is it just hyperbolic when you say Satan worshiper, or do you really think that she is a Satan worshiper?
Hello?
Oh.
Livewire? Did we lose him?
Oh.
Stand by, Livewire. Apparently he dropped off the line or something, even though his line's still showing, so I don't understand. But anyway, let's bring David on. David in Columbus.
David in Columbus, going once. Yes, David sir. Thank you for taking my. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate
go,
it.
Go, sir. You are on the radio.
Yes, sir. I wanted to make a comment about transgenderism. I am a professing Christian, but I do like to take a look at things not through just that lens and try to keep an open view to things. And when the Bible talks about homosexuality or trans or not specifically transgenderism, it talks about things being unnatural.
Yeah.
So then we get to the point of the genitalia of the male and female and what they were actually made for, because, you know, you could get into animals, you could get into holes in trees, you could get into a lot of different aspects of why they were made, but science tells us outside the Bible why the male genitalia was made and the female genitalia, because when the sperm meets the egg, that's when you have life. That's it's the form of reproduction. Now, you can use those things, you know, that the female genitalia or the male genitalia for other things, but that is unnatural. That is what the Bible speaks of being unnatural. So I just want to make that distinction.
Well, that's your opinion, right? I mean, that it's your opinion that it's unnatural, but by all evidence, being gay is pretty natural because, well, it happens in nature, and every gay person I've ever known has.
It's the point of reproduction, that human life continues to exist. If you put homosexuals
what's
on
the
island,
point of disease?
They would die off. they so? Would die off.
Yep. Well, that assumes that you know what a homosexual is. I spoke earlier about the Kinsey scale, and the Kinsey scale talks about sexuality being a spectrum as opposed to being just on or off, gay or straight or whatever. And it's not that. So you can't just take homosexuals on an island and put them there and expect them to not breed, because they will. Because, you know, what's a homosexual? Sometimes they're attracted to both sexes and those sorts of things.
They can't breed. They can't breed because there's no females there. That's not who they breed with, so they would
there
die
are
eventually.
Female homosexuals too. Here's a little news for you. So they could be put on the island too, if you're saying just a bunch of male homosexuals.
They can't have
right
babies.
Okay, so let me address your particular issue. What you said is that the penis is, for one thing, that is distributing semen into a vagina and therefore making a baby, and I think that's fine. You can use your penis for that, but you use it for lots of other things too. In the same way that I can scratch my eyebrow and I can wield a sword, I can pull the trigger on a gun, and I can write with a pencil, and I can use my hands for lots of different things. I can use my penis for lots of different things too. So it is a I can pee with it. It's an upgraded peeing technology that I am very pleased with, and I can do all kinds of things with it. So I don't think that your particular, like, it's unnatural because it's for breeding thing.
Yeah, I mean, to suggest that being, to suggest that being gay is unnatural to me means that you really that means to me that you think that every gay person has chosen this for themselves, right? And
no,
is that what you believe?
What I believe is that science tells us. Now let's take religion and everything aside. Science tells us what the point of the male and the female genitalia is, for reproduction purposes. That is what is natural.
That's your
science
opinion, but I don't want to have the baby.
People have
so.
Sex for pleasure all the time. Science tells us that that females and males across species
dolphins,
have sex for pleasure.
In fact,
have sex for pleasure.
Do that as well. Thanks, David. I appreciate your call and thoughts tonight. Let's continue with Dana in Grand Rapids.
Dana, I'm surprised I haven't heard from you.
Hi, guys. Well, I just want to call to straighten something out. Two points I want to make. Two real quick points. I know you're short. The first thing is, a lot of people are talking about this gym. This actually happened at Planet Fitness in Midland, Michigan. And so it was widely discussed in our state. What people are not saying to you is the man was openly walking around. He wasn't using any kind of discernment or, you know, any regard for others. But here's
that's going to be a real problem.
Yeah,
it was a man walking around in the women's locker room.
Yeah, completely naked, and but he said he ID'd. He didn't look female anywhere else.
Well, you know, he didn't have a weapon on him at least. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Dana. I appreciate it. We're out of time, but we'll be back tomorrow night. Online. In the meantime, actually, I won't be back tomorrow, Mark. You'll be here with Christopher Cantwell.
Is that so?
On Sunday.
Leaving
night.
Me alone? All right.
So I'll be on NeoCash Radio tomorrow night, which is JJ, our former talk show host, former co-host. He's got his own show. It'll be my first time on his show. So anyway, you can't watch that live anyway, so just look for that later. We'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dismiss punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall
between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Walland Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.